This guided meditation on seeing the journey of your life has been downloaded from www.heartmind.com.au. It was given by Stephen Malloch on the 22nd of June 2008 at Key Natural Therapies at Myrna Vale in Sydney. So sitting in a way that feels stable. Hands probably in your lap or on your knees if you prefer. If your hands are in your lap, you might want to have one hand cupping the other. Traditionally it's left hand being cupped in the right hand, with the tips of the thumbs touching each other. And begin to let go. Letting go in the body. So the aim is to sit in a way that is upright, but not in any way straining. So you're just using the muscles in a way that it's just enough to keep the torso upright and the front of the body open. The head balanced centrally on the spine. But you're not straining in any way. So it's a matter of finding how much energy you need to use to sit upright and comfortably without expending any more energy than is necessary. And then if you do have one hand cupping the other, just coming to awareness of feel of those two hands touching. If your right hand is supporting your left hand, just feeling how the left hand can rest down into the right hand. Feeling the warmth of the right hand coming to meet the back of the left hand. Have a sense that if the right hand is supporting the left hand, that have a sense that the right hand is in some way caring for the left hand, is in some way looking after the left hand. The right hand is just being there for the left hand to rest into. As the left hand rests down into the right hand, allowing the shoulders to rest down so that you're not holding the shoulders up at all. Feel the front of the chest is open. So the chest isn't caving in, but the chest is open so that air can freely enter and leave the lungs. As you're doing this, feel that you are practicing loving kindness towards yourself. Just as I suggested that the right hand can be felt to be caring for the left hand, feel that when you bring your awareness to the chest and that you're feeling into whether the chest feels free and open, that you're bringing an attitude of loving kindness to the chest, a sense of caring for the chest, so that you're curious as to how you can best sit so the chest feels comfortable and at ease. Bring that same sense of loving kindness and curiosity to the face. Are you allowing your face to rest in a way that is most comfortable? Are you holding on around the eyes or around the lips or around the jaw? If you discover you are, you might want to invite those muscles to let go. Check how you are around the eyes. Can you allow the muscles around the eyes to soften and relax? Can you bring a sense of loving kindness to your abdomen, to the stomach? We can so often hold tightness and anxiety in the stomach. So can you bring a sense of loving kindness, a sense of gentleness to your awareness of the stomach? So you can let go of the muscles there so that on the in-breath the belly can just gently expand. On the out-breath, the belly can just gently contract. So there's no battle going on. There's no battle between the breathing mechanism and other muscles that are holding on. Just allowing the breath to ebb and flow. Very gently. Very quietly, with a sense of how can I breathe in a way that is most nourishing for me? How can I allow my breath to find its own rhythm so I feel at peace? Starting to turn your awareness towards the breath. So starting to pay attention to the duration of the in-breath, to the journey of the in-breath, and to the journey of the out-breath. Not trying to control the breath, still inviting the breath to find its own rhythm. If you're not sure what the rhythm of your breath is, just trust. Trust that your breath knows. It's not something you have to work out. Your breath knows how best to breathe. So following all of the in-breath, following all of the out-breath with your awareness. If you like, on the in-breath, saying the word in silently to yourself, on the out-breath, the word out, just to help your awareness stay centered on each breath. and we practice awareness of the in-breath right up to the end of the in-breath, and practice awareness of the out-breath right up to the end of the out-breath. Just letting the breath breathe itself. Now, in addition to being aware of the in-breath and out-breath, bring your awareness down to below the navel, so about 3 fingers width below the belly button. And for the next few breaths, just allow the awareness to rest there, continuing to relax into the lower belly, into the lower abdomen. And along with awareness of each breath, naming the breath, also placing the awareness a little below the navel. Place your awareness there with loving kindness, with gentleness, with the sense that you're nurturing that part of your body. As you place your awareness below the navel, continuing to follow the breath from the beginning of the in-breath to the end of the in-breath, from the beginning of the out-breath to the end of the out-breath, continuing to name the breath as in and out, and now allowing the awareness to take in the whole of the body, not just the point below the navel. So sitting, breathing, practicing awareness of the whole of your body with a sense of loving kindness, a sense of gentleness, a sense of nurturing your body as you maintain awareness of it. as you sit and as you breathe, imagine that just as you can take in awareness of the whole of your body as you sit, it's also possible to take in awareness of the whole of your life as you sit. Imagine you can see the journey of your life as if looking at a map. There's the point of birth, and then there's the present moment now. Imagine looking down on that journey. Imagine looking down on it from the great height. The journey will have twists and turns. Sometimes the journey will go through dark forests. Maybe it felt like you had lost your way. At other times the journey will go over high mountain peaks where the sun is bright and the air fresh. Sometimes it will feel like you've been going uphill for a long time. Other times it might feel like you're just coasting downhill and there's not a lot of effort needed. So imagine that you can look down on your life from a great height as if looking at a map. From your birth until now, with all the twists and turns, changes of direction that path will have. And bring that same sense of loving kindness and compassion to your life's journey. Same sense of loving kindness that I was inviting you to bring to your own body. So a sense of loving kindness in the awareness of the turns that your life has taken. A sense of curiosity and compassion about the journey of the soul that you can see when looking down. A sense of your own soul's journey. As you experience, as you learn, as it feels like you're making mistakes or feels like you're taking the right direction. Just noticing all the experiences with a sense of open-hearted compassion. The sense that the journey is just as it is. The journey is okay. All those twists and turns are okay. As you look down with a sense of open-hearted compassion and a sense of wonder at the extraordinary journey that it's been. Continuing to breathe in and out, aware of each breath, aware of considering your life's journey with open-hearted compassion, noticing the people you've met, the situations you've been in, all of them just fine as they are, all of those decisions, all of those events have brought you to now. resting into your life, resting into the journey of your life, knowing it's your unique journey. As you breathe in and breathe out.